From a board game to the big screen, Battleship rolls into theaters.
He said one day we'd find them, or they'd find us. You know what else he said? Hope I ain't around when that day comes.
Joining us now live to talk more about it is Jen Chaney, celebritology blogger for The Washington Post. Thanks for joining us, Jen.
Thanks for having me.
So how is the movie?
Well, I will tell you, I was skeptical going into this because, you know, it just looked like it would be kind of a big, loud, dumb blockbuster type movie. And it is big and it's loud, and honestly, it's kind of dumb, but it's fun. It's really a fun movie. The effects are great. And, you know, there is some element of really paying homage to the military in this film. There's actually a local guy, Greg Gadsden, who plays a wounded veteran in the film. And there are actual veterans who fought in World War II who show up in the movie. So there's some real kind of nice patriotism stuff going on in this movie, as much as it is a silly popcorn cruncher.
All right. Well, let's talk about some of the other summer blockbusters, I guess you'd call them, set to open soon. Amazing Spider-Man, Men in Black 3. There's, what, Prometheus? What's the buzz about all of these?
Well, I think the movie that people are buzzing about the most this summer is The Dark Knight Rises, which is the last chapter in the Christopher Nolan Batman franchise. So that is the one that has been generating the most discussion and fervor. And I personally am very excited to see Amazing Spider-Man. It's a reboot of that comic book franchise with Andrew Garfield playing the role of Peter Parker. And he's a wonderful young actor. I'm very curious to see what he does with that part.
Back to Battleship. Rihanna, is this her first appearance in a feature film?
It is her first appearance in a feature film. And
how do you think she did?
Yeah, she plays someone in the Navy, and I was kind of concerned going into this. You know, she is a pop star. She's very glamorous, very beautiful. And it was hard for me to imagine how is she going to, you know, work in a role like this. But Peter Berg, who directed the film, worked with her on the part, and I thought it would be distracting, and it isn't at all. She actually does a pretty good job. I'm not going to tell you she's going to win an Academy Award anytime soon, but she does a credible job of playing a naval officer.
Thank you, Jen. Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Jen Chaney with us, celebritology blogger for The Washington Post.